The midterm election is over. The results are in. Here in Michigan, it was a big night for Democrats in two of the top races in the state. Here's Michigan Radio's Zoe Clark with more.
President Trump endorsed Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette. He wanted to become Michigan's next governor. But Schuette lost to Democrat Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer will become Michigan's 49th governor and only the second woman to hold that office. The president had also endorsed Republican newcomer Detroit businessman John James for the U.S. Senate. However, James lost to incumbent Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. She will begin her fourth term in D.C. in January.
That's Michigan Radio's Zoe Clark. For more on the results from last night and early this morning, I'm joined by Zach Gorchow, the editor of Gongwer News Service. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Let's start with the governor's race. Gretchen Whitmer will become the state's next governor. Why did voters choose Whitmer?
Gretchen Whitmer ran a very disciplined campaign based on what she called dinner table issues that people could really get their arms around. Fix the damn roads, health care, infrastructure. And you had this great Democratic climate statewide, you know, a desire for change after 8 years of a Republican in the governor's office, and you had a Republican in the White House. You add those things together, plus Bill Schuette, the Republican, really had the wrong message in the wrong place at the wrong time for this election. When you add all those things together, you get what is the biggest margin of victory for a Democratic candidate for governor who is not an incumbent since 1936.
What was wrong about Bill Schuette's message?
Well, it was very much focused on the economy and tax cuts. And, you know, the economy is going pretty well right now. And when the economy is going well, people tend to look at other issues. Tax cuts just don't seem to be a big priority for people right now. Health care was a very resonant issue. Bill Schuette was in a very bad position on that because of his very strong opposition to the Affordable Care Act.
Let's turn to the U.S. Senate race. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow, as we just heard, held on to her seat. What helped her win?
A win is a win, but this was not a particularly impressive win. Her margin of victory was 14 points less than it was 6 years ago. She really just focused on sticking to her message and basically pretending that John James didn't exist. You know, we're used to seeing Debbie Stabenow kind of demolish her opposition, and this time she just kind of hung back and ran out the clock.
There were three statewide ballot proposals in Michigan. All of them passed easily. Recreational marijuana will soon be legal in Michigan. Voters approved proposal number two to create an independent commission to draw legislative and congressional district maps. That was billed as the anti-gerrymandering proposal. And they also approved a measure to make voting easier, including no reason absentee voting. There's some big changes coming there, Zach. What was most surprising to you about any of those results?
You know, the margin in the redistricting proposal was stronger than I had expected. I mean, I thought that would be closer because there was a late opposition campaign. The voting access one, I think everybody expected that was going to fly through with ease. You know, the marijuana proposal, I think, passed by maybe a little more than I had expected. I think probably the key takeaway here is there just wasn't enough of a concerted opposition campaign to any of these proposals. If you want to defeat a proposal, you get out there on television in September and just bury it and get drive up the negatives on it right away. And nothing really congealed until very late, and things were already pretty much set in place.
Zach, any other highlights for you from yesterday's voting?
Well, I think clearly the Democrats flipping the two congressional seats is a tremendous achievement for them, especially, you know, Alyssa Slotkin beating Mike Bishop in the 8th congressional. This was a very close race in a district that is a tough district for a Democrat.
And we should note here that Mike Bishop has conceded in the race to Alyssa Slotkin, but that the Associated Press has not formally called the race as of yet.
And Haley Stevens winning the 11th congressional district by a solid margin. And I think she clearly helped some Democrats down the ticket. Those were big wins that helped the Democrats win control of the U.S. House.
Zach Gorchow is the editor of Gongwer News Service. Zach, thanks a lot.